Welcome, WBZW listeners, football fans, and Apopka Blue Darters to Apopka Blue Darter football on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW. We're coming to you live from Speck Martin Memorial Stadium in DeLand, Florida, as our Blue Darters are taking on a longtime foe of Apopka, actually going back to 1936, the DeLand Bulldogs. We are joining the game in progress. Kickoff was just a moments ago to bring you up to date. DeLand kicked off to Apopka. We drove the ball down inside their 40-yard line, but we fumbled. DeLand recovered, and now they have the ball first and 10 at the Apopka 45-yard line. There's no score in the game. This is DeLand's first possession, so that brings you up to date. And I'm here with Joe Ferraro.
You know, it's a great night for football. Beautiful stadium. Lovely. The best facilities I think I've ever been in, second only to the Citrus Bowl.
There's a pass by DeLand, and it's incomplete. Went right through the receiver's hands, and he was well covered by number 32, senior linebacker Laquan Hicks, who also had the honor of carrying the Apopka Blue Darter flag tonight, Joe. And Joe, before we go any further, let's give obviously make note of that this is a somber occasion in American history.
It's Patriots Day.
The anniversary of the terrible attacks and 9/11, and over 3,000 of our fellow Americans died horrific deaths that day, and we never want to forget that.
Ever.
Second down, DeLand, second and 10. Quarterback is Quinn out of the shotgun spread. There's a snap to Quinn. He looks to throw deep. It's complete to number one at the 28-yard line of Apopka, and he's dropped immediately on a nice tackle by number 24, Ladarian Paulk of the Blue Darters, but not before a pick up a nice crisp first down for DeLand, and that puts the ball at the Apopka 29-yard line.
You know, it was a nice spiral right into his hands, and this is what they're known for.
They run the spread formation, and which is a passing style offense. They've got a 6'4" passing style quarterback, and they're averaging 200 yards a game passing coming into this game. There's Quinn, looks to throw again. He's throwing deep down the left sideline, and he overthrew his receiver, who was well covered by two Blue Tartars, number 22, Jarrell Tinsley, and number 4, Kavian Holmes.
Yeah, he was really trying to go for the goal there, Raj, by going all the way down into the end zone, but just put too much on it.
And it was well covered as well, and he chose not to risk the interception and overthrew his receiver, which was number 24, Mitch Bailey. Mitch Bailey, one of the captains tonight for the Bulldogs. Also, the quarterback, Quinn Dawson, is a captain for the Bulldogs. Also, lineman Mason Belden and lineman Dylan Sager are captains for DeLand. We'll tell you our captains in a moment. Second and 10, DeLand from the Apopka 29. Now they're in the quarterback's under center. He gives to the tailback right behind, line up right behind him, and he gains about 2 yards. Good defense by the Blue Darter line.
Plus him tripping over his feet helped a little bit.
And Blue Darter, one of the big stories of the season thus far for Apopka is our defense has been playing extremely well, both run defense and pass defense. Edgewater only completed 4 of 17 passes last week, and we shut down Okoye's passing game the week before as well. Third down, DeLand, and about 8 from the Apopka to about 27-yard line. Maybe to the 26. There's a snap to Quinn. He's looking to throw to the left. He fires it, and it's complete. Great catch by number 1. That was Stephon Bruton.
His receiver jumped up and just pulled it right out of the air.
That was an outstanding catch by the receiver, and he was right between two Blue Darters. We had good defense on the play, and Quinn made a nice throw, and Bruton made a nice catch in traffic for the Bulldogs.
And that gives them another first down, Roger.
First and 10 to land. Now inside the Apopka 20, they're around the 18-yard line of Apopka. No score in the game. This is DeLand's first possession. We've had one possession as well. Quarterback sneak by the quarterback Quinn. Don't quite understand that one on a first and 10, but anyway, got maybe a yard.
Yeah, he ran into a lot of tough resistance there. There was a nice wall of Blue Darters to prevent him from. He got about, like you said, about a yard, if that.
Led by number 15, that man, Quinterius Bournes. Bring up a second, maybe about 8 for DeLand from the Apopka 16-yard line. They're back at quarterback under center with 3 wide receivers and a back in the backfield. He gives it to that back, and he's hit behind the line of scrimmage, and he is hit by numerous Blue Darters. Great defense by Apopka.
Half a yard at best, Raj. Yeah, again, another wall of defenders preventing him from really gaining too much of anything. I'm anticipating him going to the air.
Got maybe a yard that puts it up to the 15-yard line. It'll bring up a third and about a long six, maybe seven. Call it third and seven for DeLand. DeLand threatening on their very first possession. They're at the Apopka 15. No score in the game. We're still early in the first quarter, 8-17 in the first quarter. Both teams have had one possession. We fumbled, and DeLand recovered on our first possession. Here's Quinn in the shotgun. He's got three wides to the right, one to the left. Snap to Quinn. He rolls to his right, looking to throw to the right, and he's complete to the 10, the 5, hit hard at the 2, down to the 1. That was a completion once again to Stephon Bruton, and a nice little catch and run play by DeLand. Gets the first down, moves the ball to about the 1 or 2 yard line of Apopka.
Again, this guy has a great arm. He's throwing pinpoint passes, and his receivers aren't threatened by our defense.
Well, they're making at number one is an excellent catch. He's displayed great hands already. Stephon Bruton, first and goal from the 1. Quinn tries to sneak it in. He's hit behind the line of scrimmage. He scores. He broke that tackle and scored. Second effort by the big 6'4" quarterback. Dawson Quinn gives DeLand their first points. Touchdown DeLand, 6-0.
All of because of a Blue Darter fumble, they were able to take it all the way down the field and capitalize on that. And that's what you should do. When you get the ball from a fumble, make sure you score on it. And they did.
Fumbling's what you should not do, and capitalizing on it is what you should do when you get it. There's a kick by DeLand. It's up and it's good. So with 7:43 remaining in the first quarter, DeLand draws first blood. It's 7-0. DeLand Bulldogs over the Apopka Blue Darters. We're going to take a quick 30-second break, and we'll be back for DeLand's kickoff to Apopka. You're listening to Apopka Blue Darter football on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW.
Okay, hey.
Porky's Real Pit Barbecue is now Central Florida's home for the Hump Day Lunch Special. That's Porky's famous jumbo pulled pork sandwich. Your choice of two of Porky's celebrated sides and a drink for just $6.75. When you're there, don't forget Porky's marvelous beef brisket or the Mac Daddy Burger. A huge hunk of ground beef covered with mac and cheese. Delicious. And don't forget to check out Porky's brand new Wing Tuesdays. Located in the heart of downtown Apopka, Porky's Real Pit Barbecue, 256 East Main Street. 1520 WBZW, the home and away voice of the Apopka Blue Darters.
Welcome back to Apopka Blue Darter football on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW. I'm Roger Franklin Williams with Joe Ferraro. Here's the kick by DeLand after their touchdown. It's kind of a long boot going to about the 15 of Apopka. Massey takes it and fumbles it, picked up by, I believe, Tinsley, and he's dropped quickly at about the 19-yard line. So, Joe, thus far in the early stages of this game, we're having trouble getting the handle on the ball.
We don't have our sea legs yet. That's the only thing I can think of.
We played two games in the rain. Really didn't have much problem with fumbles. Now we're in a completely dry surface.
On a pristine field.
And we've dropped a couple tonight. But anyway, it's Popka's second possession. We're trailing 7-0. We've got the ball first and 10 from our own 19-yard line out of the single wing. Snap to Massey. He gives it to Birch. Birch is going around right in. He's getting good yardage. 25, 30. He's crossed to 30, 35, 40. He's in front of everybody. He's going to go. 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Apopka.
It started to be a foot race, but he just leaps and bounds ahead of their defender, the closest defender, in for the touchdown. Outstanding, Apopka. That's how you answer them back.
That guy's a talent. Dimitri Birch. Got great blocking over on the right side. He avoided a couple of tackles. And then he avoided the second tackle, he had nothing but green grass in front of him. And once he gets out in front of you, nobody's going to catch him.
And we just witnessed that, Roger.
Makes the score DeLand 7, Apopka 6.
They do a shift.
Apopka shifts into kick formation. Birch lining up as the would-be holder. Minier as the kicker.
Offsides.
Flag on the play.
And that's going to be against the Bulldogs.
If Apopka 7. Excuse me, DeLand 7, Apopka 6. We're waiting for the call.
Picking up the laundry.
On this infraction on the extra point attempt. Offsides DeLand. Apopka still in kick formation. Birch in the holder position. Minier the kicker.
See how we've gone for two.
There's a snap. The kick is up. It's good. Nice kick by Minier. That ties the ball game with 7:22 still remaining in the first quarter. Apopka 7, DeLand 7. We're going to take another quick 30-second break, and we'll come back for the Apopka kickoff to DeLand. You're listening to Apopka Blue Darter Football on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW. Welcome back to Apopka Blue Darter Football on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW, and of course, 1520 WBZW.com. I'm Roger Franklin Williams coming to you with Joe Ferraro, live from Speck Martin Memorial Stadium on the in the city of DeLand, not on the campus, but in the city of DeLand. Apopka's just scored to tie the score 7-7. There's a kickoff by Minier. It's a good kick taken by DeLand at the 10. In fact, the receiver's momentum takes it back to the 5. He's back up to the 15, ooh, and he's dropped by two waves of Blue Darters.
Yeah.
Excellent kick coverage.
He'll feel that in the morning if he's not feeling it now, Roger. And that'll take him right out to the 15.
Yeah, two guys hit him, one of which I believe was Laquan Hicks. He still stayed on his feet, and then another wave of Blue Darters just took him right down. Excellent coverage, kick coverage by Apopka. That drops DeLand inside their own 20, and that's your goal on kick coverage, is to keep the team at the 20 or inside the 20, and they'll be starting off somewhere close to their own 16.
And that's what Coach said that they were going to be working on, their kick coverage.
Spread formation. Quinn is the quarterback. Calls the signals. There's a snap to Quinn. He looks to throw. He looks to throw out to the right flat. He's got his man reception. Missed a tackle. And got up to the 25. You know, we had a Blue Darter that was right there, Joe, but he had it covered, but then he missed the tackle, and they were able to gain about 5 yards out of that.
Well, that's because, Roger, what happened, when he caught the ball, he juked over to the left and got right out of his grasp.
The receiver made a nice move. You know, we heard, been reading some that they had a solid receiving core. Now, the skeptic that I am, I don't always believe everything I read or hear in the media.
But
so far, DeLand, receivers look like they've got an excellent receiving core.
They sure do.
Now quarterback under center out of the I formation. Now they shift. One back in the backfield now. Hand off to Quinn. He gives to the tailback, and he got tough sledding. He maybe got 2 or 3 yards, but it was a very very good defense by the Blue Darter front wall.
Yeah, he looks like he got a yard and a half, but they are going to give him the full 2 yards.
That'll bring up a 2nd and 8. Once again, Blue Darter line, defensive line and linebackers playing very tough as they have all season thus far. You know, DeLand came in averaging 200 yards a game passing. We've given up virtually nothing passing. Now, we did have that one long bomb we gave up last week, but other than that, Edgewater only completed 3 other passes. Quinn calls the signals. There's a snap to Quinn. He's back to throw again. Flushed out of the pocket, ooh, and he's tackled. He's sacked.
He's got two Blue Darters. He's
our
wearing.
First sack of the night.
Number 96.
96 and 50.
Michael Austin, 96, was involved in that. Nice.
And that's number 50, Omar Davis.
They just went right in there and kind of like bookend him.
Beautiful. Yep, both coming from different directions, which means we broke down their offensive line at different parts on the line. Excellent defense. And, you know, Joe, that's been one of the stories thus far going back to the preseason game is the excellent pass rush that we've had. That'll bring up a 3rd and long, 3rd and about 14 to 15 yards. Line of scrimmage is the land 21-yard line. Quinn calls the signals. Now he's in the shotgun. Back to throw. Looks to his left. Had heavy pressure. Ooh. He overthrew number one, Stephon Bruton. And I'd say the reason he overthrew it because he had two Blue Darters bearing right down in his face.
What surprised me that Stephon didn't do what he did downfield was jump up and get the ball. Because had he just
put jumped,
that,
he could have had it.
He would have had that. But he would have been nailed.
He had two blue darters breathing down his back, too.
He would have paid dearly for that reception had he caught it.
So excellent defense on that stand, and once again, an excellent stop by the blue darters. It'll bring up a fourth and about 14 to 15 for DeLand. They're at their own 26-yard line. We have a timeout on the field, so with the timeout, we'll take a quick go.
Well, the timeout's over.
Yeah, the timeout's just about over, so we're not going to take the quick break. And so we'll see if they plan it. I can't imagine they would not. They're at their own 26-yard line.
But I would keep a leery right. leery eye for a trick.
Kevin Holmes back deep, all along with Dimitri Birch for Apopka. Punter standing at his own 13. Good rush. He gets it off. Nice high kick. Spiral. Dropped at the 50 by Apopka. It looks like KVN Holmes fell on the ball, and apparently he did, but we almost had another disastrous special teams play there, Joe.
Dimitri Birch just let it fall right through his hands.
He probably should have called a fair catch because they were breathing right down him.
Right.
They were within 3 inches of his face. I can see how he dropped it, but, you know, still.
Yeah, probably calling for the fair catch would have been the prudent move.
Heads up play by Kavian Holmes. There's a handoff to Massey going around right in. He's got daylight. The 40, 35, 30. He's outrunning people. Brought down on by the helmet and about the 18-yard line.
Yeah, that was that almost
that looked like the old Fred Williamson clothesline tackle there, which was outlawed about 30 years ago.
And I see no flags. So, obviously, it's no big deal.
But a nice run by Massey, a similar play that Dimitri Birch scored on earlier in the game.
Yeah, that was solid running.
Right, we're finding good yardage around the right end over there. 20-yard line of DeLand. There's a snap to Thompson. He's going up the middle, and he grinds it down to about the 15-yard line. Good yardage and good blocking right in the middle of the line.
Nice extra effort on his part as he just pushed through.
That was just a textbook inside handoff play, and that was number 6, Jordan Thompson, on the carry for Apopka. Thompson in the backfield once again, along with Dimitri Birch and Massey. Paul Fitzgerald is the blocking back, number 44. Snap to Massey, sweep around the right end. He stopped. Boy, it looked like he was going to have daylight there, Joe, and then the DeLand defense closed
right
quickly.
Up. It closed up, and basically he got back to the original line of scrimmage.
So DeLand exhibiting some excellent textbook defense. That'll bring up virtually no game. That'll be about a 3rd and 6. Ball right around the 15-yard line of DeLand. Apopka knocking on the door out of the single wing. Snap to Birch. He gives it to Massey on the counter.
Oh,
boy, he broke a tackle, then he got nailed.
He got about half a yard, and we've got a man down.
And that looks like number 15, Cody Collins, linebacker who made that good hit for DeLand. Once again, excellent textbook defense by the Bulldogs.
He seems to be
results in a very short gain by Apopka.
He's favoring his right arm.
It's one of the offensive linemen. Can't get the number, but yeah, he looks like he's hurt his arm, obviously. There's a timeout on the field. We'll take a quick 30-second break. You're listening to Apopka Blue Darter Football on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW. Welcome back to Apopka Blue Darter Football on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW. Fourth down and about 6, Apopka. Apopka knocking on the door inside the DeLand 15. It's a tie ball game, 7-7, 3:05 remaining in the first quarter. Snap to Birch. He's going to sweep the right end. He's got some daylight. He's hit. He breaks a tackle, and he's got the first down on second effort. Great second effort by Dimitri Birch.
He did some shucking and jiving there just so he can get in there. And with that second effort, the first down, and now we're just a few yards away from the end zone.
A DeLand player grabbed him, was going to make the tackle short of the first down. Birch shook him off. On second effort, got the first down. It's first and goal now at about the 8-yard line of DeLand. Tie ball game, 7-7. There's a snap to Wilson. He gives a handoff to Massey. Massey's going around the left end, and he's dragged down from behind, and there's a flag on the play. Excellent, tenacious defense by D. Bruton. a safety for DeLand, but I think he probably committed a fraction in his effort to drag Massey to the ground.
Yeah, that was uncalled for.
Well, I think he was just grabbing for everything he could get, and you know somehow he either grabbed his shoulder pads or his face mask or something.
You know, that little guy is hard to bring down.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I mean, there's not much to grab with Massey, so he was just trying to grab whatever he could. And it results in a personal foul, though, against DeLand, and that's going to move the ball to the three-yard line.
Half the distance to the goal.
First and goal, Blue Darters. Tie ball game, 7-7, 2:36 remaining in the first quarter.
What a beautiful night, Roger, for football.
A perfect night, and as you said before, Joe, a perfect stadium as well. Speck Martin Memorial Stadium, one of the great high school football stadiums literally in the country. And a rivalry that goes back to 1936, and we'll talk more about that later. First and goal from the three for Apopka. There's a snap to Wilson. He goes right up the middle. He breaks a tackle and goes over the goal line. A touchdown to Apopka. Touchdown to Quan Wilson. Joe, that was classic inside running. He got a couple yards. He took a strong hit, a perfect form tackle hit at the 1 yard line from a bulldog, and he just spun off of him and broke that tackle and got in the end zone. Hard nose inside running by number 25, Daquan Wilson, makes the score 13-7. Apopka lining up in kick formation. Dimitri Birch, the holder. Minier is the kicker. Logan Minier. There's a snap. Kick is up. It's good. Wasn't a good snap. Birch made a good job to get it down, and Minier got it, knocked it through.
You know, unlike last week, where they were going for the extra 2 points, they're kind of like shying away from that this week.
Yeah, Popka had 4 successful 2-point conversion attempts last week. I don't know if I've ever seen 4 successful 2-point conversion attempts in a game.
Especially in wet conditions, because that field was wet, though it wasn't raining.
But, you know, what that was, I think, I'm sure, was Coach Darlington saw something that he could exploit in the Edgewater defense, and they never stopped it. Now, he probably just figured, and rightly so, we'll just keep running it until they stop it, and they never could stop it. But, yeah, that's kind of a point of interest in last week's game. 4 successful 2-point conversion attempts for
Apopka. And that would be his thinking, too. Well, is that stopping it? We're going to keep
well,
doing it.
Well, one of the many areas that Coach Rick Darlington excels in is in-game adjustments.
Yes.
In fact, we had over 100 yards rushing, which was respectable, but not what, of course, up to his standards, and he made some adjustments at halftime, according to the insights of John Perry and his quotes in the Popka Chief today, and we had over 300 yards rushing in the second half last week. Anyway, it's 14-7 now. Popka kicks off. There's Minier with a kick. It's a nice, deep kick. It's going to go down to about the 15, taken at the 15 by DeLand. Good block by DeLand. But once again, excellent coverage. Number 23 brings the ball carrier down in his own 23.
He just couldn't make that right foot cut as he ran into the Blue Darters.
And that was number 23, Steve Billings Larson, on the excellent kick coverage for Apopka. DeLand will take over first and 10 from their own 22-yard line.
See, David Pritzius is in.
Yeah, Brizius goes in at linebacker. Of course, we're missing Rodway Hardwick this week, out with a concussion.
We wish him well.
There's a snap to Quinn. He's thrown out right flat, and it's complete textbook little short pass into the right flat once again to Stefan Bruton.
Right around the Bulldogs' 28-yard line, 27-28.
That'll be a gain of about 5, 4-5, let's call it 4. Bring up a second and long, about 6 from the 28. And, Joe, the Stefan Bruton has been very active tonight. They throw to him a lot, and I can see why. He's got great hands, and he's getting open over there. And he can run with it after he catches it. 4 wide receivers out of the shotgun. Snap to Quinn. He gives to the – so he fakes it. A read option play, and he's tackled hard by 3 Blue Darters. He gained maybe a yard.
Yeah, he.
And that's paying a heavy price to gain a yard.
Jarrell Tinsley was in on that. Steve Billings Larson again in on that.
Yeah, I guess Billings Larson got the taste of blood on that kickoff stop, so he went some more of that. Boy, he got it there, too. We had a blue darter grab the quarterback and was slowing him down, and then two guys coming full speed just crushed him.
Yeah, it's strange when you taste man flesh.
Third and three for DeLand at their own 29. A snap to Quinn. Back to throw. Throws out to the left. He's got Bruton for the first down. He eludes two tacklers, and he's dropped by three blue darters, including Kavian Holmes.
Yeah, he got about 2-3 yards after the first down.
Nice, crisp pass play by DeLand. Once again, Quinn to Bruton, and Bruton has a number of receptions already tonight. We're still just in the first quarter. Popka leading 14-7. DeLand came in averaging over 200 yards a game passing as a spread formation team, and they're putting the ball in the air a lot tonight. 1:03 remaining in the first quarter. Popka leading 14-7. First and 10 DeLand from their own 36. Quinn drops to throw, flags on the play. In fact, it blows the play dead. And, you know, Joe,
maybe someone was offsides. I didn't see what happened.
We'll wait for the officials to give us the indication. John Perry had an excellent preview of the game tonight, including some historical, and Pill is going to go against the Popka, insights into this series, which started way back in 1936. We haven't played them every year. In fact, we've played them 21 times over these approximate 80 years. During the 60s, when John and I were growing up in Apopka, we played them every year. We were in the same conference, the Orange Belt Conference. But anyway, we'll talk more about that later. But it's first and five from the 40-yard line, from their own 40 for DeLand. Quinn under center this time. Quinn back to throw. He fakes a handoff, rolls to the right. He's got a man open. He completes it, and they got another first down. Once again, another completion to Stephon Bruton.
Throwing off into the right flat, gets his guy every time.
That was a nice little pass play. Yeah, they've demonstrated an ability to get about 5 yards whenever they want it on these little short passes, and when they have less than five to get a first down, they're doing a good job of using that play to move the sticks.
Yeah, because earlier during practice, they were just going through that motion. And I figured that it was going to be one of their bread-and-butter plays tonight.
And that's what they do. They're a spread team that likes to throw the ball. And they've got a good quarterback, a 6'4" passing quarterback, and several good receivers led by Stephon Bruton, number one, at least led by tonight because he's caught the most balls tonight.
And we got a timeout.
A timeout on the field. We're going to take a quick 30-second break. You're listening to a Popka Blue Darter football on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW. Welcome back to Popka Blue Darter football on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW. I'm Roger Franklin Williams, joined by Joe Ferraro. We've just had the last play of the first quarter, and at the end of the first quarter, a Popka leading 14-7. And Joe, it's been a very exciting game thus far. A lot of offense thus far.
You know, yes, a lot of offense, a lot of passing from the Bulldogs. Our defense is holding up.
And our offense is once again playing very, very well. We've had a very long, about a 60 or 70-yard touchdown run by Dimitri Birch for one touchdown, and we had another long drive for a touchdown, and that was finished off by Daquan Wilson on a short 3-yard run where he ran over to the last man at the 1-yard line. Brings you up to date. Snap to Quinn. He's going to throw it. Looks to throw deep to Bruton. He just overthrew him. Incomplete. Good coverage by number 24, Paulk.
Bruton kind of went horizontal on that, almost brought it in because it did hit his hands.
He dove for it, couldn't quite bring it in. But once again, as we...
Showing the passing ability of their quarterback.
You know, a lot of times you'll read about what a team may or may not do, and a lot of times what you read doesn't turn out to be the case. But we read that DeLand was kind of a passing team and they most likely would be throwing the ball, and they're certainly doing that thus far. They're throwing it almost every down. And for the most part, our defense is holding up very well. Second and 10 for DeLand at their own 47-yard line. Have a timeout by the official. Why don't we take a quick 30-second break? You're listening to a Popka Blue Darter football on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW.
Welcome, okay, hey.
Welcome back to Apopka Blue Darter Football on our hometown station. Apopka leading 14-7 over DeLand. DeLand with the football. There's a snap to Quinn. He's looking to throw deep. He's flushed out of the pocket. He's dropped for a sack. Great defense.
That's going to be about a 4 or 5 yard loss.
Number 96 again. That's his second sack. Number 96 for the Blue Darters.
Michael Austin. We're going to be saying his name a lot.
And as we've talked about, Joe, going all the way back to the preseason game up in Lake City, one of the stories of the year thus far is the excellent defensive play, especially the much-improved pass defense and especially the pass rush. And we've seen that exhibited once again tonight, and that puts DeLand in a third and long situation, third and about 13 or four, third and 14 from their own 42. There's a snap to Quinn. Heavy rush. It's a screen. He completes it. Being chased, he's dropped at the 40.
What a great hit for number 5.
Gavin Johnson grabbed him, slowed him down, had him by the jersey, and number 5 just came in
Trey
and cleaned
Williams
him up.
Trey Williams just plowed him.
Joe, that's the kind of opportunity that guys dream about, that Trey Williams just had. Yeah. Because Gavin Johnson had the runner.
Stood him up.
He had his progress stopped, had him by the jersey, and then Trey Williams just came in like a speeding locomotive.
And leveled him.
Bring up fourth down for DeLand. They got a punt. There's a snap. There's a kick. It's a nice kick. Taken at the 21 by Apopka. That's Holmes. And he's dropped pretty quickly at the 30. Bring up but once again, another excellent defensive series by the Blue Darter defense, especially the pass rush.
Sure, and as a matter of fact, broke a tackle to get out to the 30-yard line.
So that'll bring up first and 10 for DeLand from their own, for Apopka from our own 30-yard line. Apopka leading 14-7, and thus far, Joe, it's been, the scouting reports have been right on. We've been running the ball virtually every play. In fact, I can't even think of throwing one yet, and they've been passing it a lot. And Apopka leading 14-7 right now with 10:20 remaining in the first half. There's Siriki. He's got a big lane. 40, 45-50, 45-40. Blocked the guy down. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Apopka. Touchdown, Adonijo Siriki.
Okay, hey.
And somebody threw a crushing block to drop the last man. Dropped him like a sack of potatoes, and that led to the touchdown.
Great run. And we saw last week Siriki coming in with fresh legs.
And added a spark. Absolutely.
He's fast.
Well, he just had a 70-yard touchdown run there.
Well, it was starting to be a little bit of a foot race, and all of a sudden, he just, like a horse race,
and there was there was one man there standing in his way, and somebody, we got to find out who that was, somebody got out in front of him and just dropped that last remaining defender, actually obliterated him. And that paved the way for the 70-yard touchdown by Siriki. A Popkin kick formation. There's a snap. There's a kick. Line drive kick, and it's good. So with
special teams almost got in on that.
10:09 remaining in the first half, Apopka extends its lead to 21-7 over the home DeLand Bulldogs. We're going to take another quick break, and we'll come back with Apopka's kickoff to DeLand. You're listening to Apopka Blue Darter Football on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW. Welcome back to Apopka Blue Darter Football on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW. I'm Roger Franklin Williams, joined by Joe Ferraro, coming to you live from beautiful Speck Martin Memorial Stadium in DeLand, Florida. And our Blue Darters have just extended our lead to 21-7 over the home DeLand Bulldogs. And there's a kick by Logan Minier. Hits at the 14. Picked up.
He stepped out of bounds.
And tightrope down the line, out by the sideline by the return man. He gets about 10 or 12 yards before he's hit hard by number 10 for Apopka, Dimitri King. Once again, excellent kick coverage by the Blue Darter kick unit. DeLand will start first and 10 from their own 22-yard line.
And now another opportunity for our defense to show what they can do. And they've been performing beautifully tonight.
Excellent job thus far by the Blue Darter defense. Apopka leading 21-7. Once again, the quarterback, they shift. DeLand shifts. Quarterback goes under center. Three wide outs. There's a handoff to the tailback, and he's hit, gain about 3 yards.
tried to push it right up the middle. Fortunately, Blue Darters built a wall.
Once again,
and got a stop on them.
Excellent run defense by Apopka. You know, it looks like, Joe, they all they're using their run game for is just kind of a change of pace. I mean, they're throw the ball, and then every now and then they'll just give it to the tailback, almost like a sacrificial lamb to run up the middle, just to kind of, you know, like a change of pace play. Anyway, it's second and seven, quarterback under center, two wides to the right, one to the left. He gives it the tailback again. He cuts over to the left,
ooh,
and he's dragged down from behind by Gavin Johnson.
He just took him, spun him around,
right, ran him down from behind the line of scrimmage, grabbed him by the shoulder pads, and as you said, slung him to the ground. That looked like professional wrestling.
In a way, it was.
Except that was real.
I'll take it back to the 25-yard line.
Lost about a yard on that. Once again, an excellent defensive play by the Blue Darter defense, specifically by Gavin Johnson, big number 99.
I think the Bulldogs are realizing their running game isn't meeting muster.
Once again, under center, the quarterback, Quinn. Quinn fakes. He's going to throw long. He's throwing deep down the left sideline. Great coverage by number 24, Paulk. Ladarian Paulk, once again, has excellent coverage. And, Joe, that's some of the best coverage I've seen in Popka pass defense I've seen in years, literally. That was just a – they faked the handoff. They were going to throw the bomb down the left sideline. And there wasn't there wasn't an atom of room between our defender and the receiver.
And Terrell Tinsley was also involved in that.
Excellent defense. They're going to have to punt again. There's the punt. End over end kick taken at the 44 by Holmes. He eludes a tackle. Great block by Tinsley, but excellent defense by DeLand, and they drug him down around the 40-yard line.
And they'll mark at the 41-yard line.
That was nice kick punt coverage by the DeLand, because our return man avoided a tackle, and then Tinsley just wiped one of them out, but another wave of them knocked him down. But I did want to get that block in by Tinsley, because that was a nice block. Anyway, a pop from our own 41. First and 10 out of the single wing. Birch calls the signals. Strong left. Birch is going to take it over left tackle.
Ooh.
He breaks a tackle, spins, and is hit hard.
Now, that's tough sledding right there. He got about 2 yards out of that.
But
all that effort.
And I think that's the key, Joe, is the effort. Because, you know, Birch is not a big guy. He's maybe, what, 5'11", 6 feet, 160. But he'll put his head down inside the tackles and grind. There's Holmes gives it to Massey. Massey's got daylight around the left end. 40, 35. He's still going. He went out of bounds. Nice play by Massey and a real block play over around the left end.
And they're saying he went out of bounds right around the 45-yard line.
Which still gives us a first down and a nice gain.
Moves the sticks.
That's that little double handoff play, which we had a lot of success with last week and have had success with tonight. And once again, Massey has an excellent gain. That gets us over on DeLand territory at the 45 of DeLand.
Now, for those that don't come out to the games and actually see Deshaun Massey run, the power in, you could just see it.
He's 5 foot one, and his thighs are about 35 inches around.
And we've got a flag on the play, probably offsides. That's who it's against.
We'll see how they call it. If you're just joining us, Apopka's leading 21-7 over the DeLand Bulldogs. It's going to go against DeLand.
There's a 5-yard gain for the Blue Darters.
That'll bring up a first and five for Apopka from the DeLand 40. 7:49 remaining in the first half. Snap to Birch going around right end. He's got a wall in front of him. He's got daylight, 35. Driven out of bounds at the 30. Nice run by Birch, and he's driven out by Saeed Elizayat.
Okay.
Excellent defensive play, but not before Birch has an excellent run.
And we have a man down.
And excellent blocking. And another first down. And as Apopka's got a man on down, he's being attended to. We don't have the number. It looks like a cramp. We'll take a quick 30-second. You're listening to Apopka Blue Daughter Football on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW. Welcome back to Apopka Blue Daughter Football on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW. I'm Roger Franklin Williams, joined by Joe Ferraro. We're coming to you live from Speck Martin Memorial Stadium in DeLand, Florida. That's Jordan Thompson, the injured player for Apopka, and pleased to let you know that he's coming off walking with a little help from the trainers.
Yeah, you're probably right, Roger. It was just a cramp. And they'll take him to the side and work that out.
It looked like it might have been a cramp. We'll see. He's limping. But anyway, he's walking off under his own power. And we'll keep you posted. Brings up first and 10 for Apopka from the 30-yard line of DeLand. Apopka leading 21-7, 7:42 remaining in this first half. Out of the single wing. Snap to Siriki. He's going around the left end. He's outrunning everybody. He's at the 10, the 5, touchdown, Siriki.
He had one defender, almost got him in the backfield, Roger, but he slipped right out of his hands.
And then he was gone.
Made that cut to the left and right into the end zone.
And give a big shout out to the guys on the left side of the line. They paved a way for him. They sealed off that left side. And then once he had nothing, he had no defenders touching him, and he just out-jetted everybody. This Siriki is fast.
Incredible speed.
It'll make the score Apopka 27, DeLand 7. Apopka shifts now into kick formation. Birch as the holder, Logan Minier as the kicker. Kick is up. It's good. Nice long kick.
He's a left foot kicker.
He nailed it with his left foot on that one. That makes the score 28-7, Apopka. 7:33 remaining in the first half. We'll take a quick 30-second break, and we'll come back for Apopka's kickoff to DeLand. You're listening to Apopka Blue Daughter Football on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW. Welcome back to Apopka Blue Daughter Football on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW. I'm Roger Franklin Williams, joined by Joe Ferraro.
Okay, hey.
Coming to you live from Speck Martin Memorial Stadium in DeLand, where our Blue Daughters are leading 28-7. There's a kickoff by Logan Minier. The kick is down to the 7-yard line by DeLand, taken by a Bulldog, and he's dropped quickly. First hit was made by number 32, Laquan Hicks, and they're going to have the boy gets the ball up to about the 25-yard line. So another excellent effort and successful effort by the Blue Darter kick coverage team.
Keeping the yards to a minimum. Now our defense will come back on, and I'm anticipating a turnover.
Well, Apopka's really, as you said earlier off air, I mean, Apopka's having a very successful night on offense. Numerous big plays. Siriki having another big night. Two touchdowns on the last two possessions. Mm-hmm. And so we've got a 28-7 lead now. DeLand back to throw. They're going to throw deep, and it's incomplete. Nice throw dropped by the receiver.
Hard bullet. Literally bounced off his chest.
That was the intended receiver, was number 24, one of the captains, Mitch Bailey. And so it will be interesting to see how DeLand can use the play. They're a passing team anyway, so I just assume they'll continue to put the ball in the air.
Well, Roger, that's where they've so far have had the best success moving the ball downfield.
And what they've had success on are the shorter passes. They've moved the chains some on the shorter passes. We've been doing a good job on the deeper balls. Bring up second and 10 out of the shotgun. Spread formation, three wides to the right. Quarterback back to throw. He hits Bailey that time. He catches it. Gain of about 8 yards.
But shy of the first down? Or are they going to give it to him?
Actually looked like exactly the same play as last time. Yeah, it's good enough for a first down. So it was more than 8. It was about 10, maybe 10 and a half. First down, DeLand. So they came back to the play and successfully completed it that time to Mitch Bailey. Bring up a first and 10, DeLand from their own 35. 7:02 remaining in the first half. Apopka leading 28-7. Apopka having a lot of success on the ground tonight. Big runs by both Birch and Adonai Osiriki. There's a snap to Quinn, the quarterback. He throws out to the right flat. He overthrows his man. Another good rush. Gavin Johnson.
He was under pressure. He just couldn't get
it. He had to throw it. Yeah, he wasn't ready to throw it.
Yeah.
He actually had a man open over in the left flat. He just had to unload it, though, and overthrew him. That'll bring up the sticks, say a second down. Quarterback comes over to confer with his coach, and the coach is James Thompson. James Thompson actually played for Dr. Phillips as a quarterback a few years ago. And, of course, we play Dr. Phillips next week on the road.
Yes, we do.
Another big game. Second and 10, DeLand from their own 35. Quinn calls the signals out of the shotgun. He rolls to his right. He's going to run it. And he's dropped and hit hard by three Blue Darters coming from three different directions.
But not before gaining 2 yards.
Got 2 yards, and that's a big price to pay for 2 yards. Yeah, the quarterback's run the ball a couple times tonight, and every time he's run it, two things. He's gotten about 1 or 2 yards, and he's gotten slaughtered.
He is a Blue Darter magnet when he tries to run the ball.
That'll bring up a 3rd and 8 for DeLand. Popka leading 28-7, 6:05 now remaining in the first half. This game, both teams are Class 8A schools. We're in different districts, though. DeLand into the shotgun. 4 wide receivers spread all over the field. 5 wide receivers. Nobody in the backfield. There's a snap to Quinn. He fires out to the right flat. Incomplete. And that was contended for number 2, D. Bruton.
Quan Hicks
short hopped him.
Almost got a hand on that ball.
And Joe, I think we're beginning to see some of the after effects of the excellent Blue Darter pass rush.
Because
you know, even earlier in the game, their passing game was very crisp. You know, they were throwing those little short passes, hitting them. Even the intermediate passes
had
some nice completions on those. Now the quarterback's just getting it and unloading it, and that's due to the great rush. There's a punt by Quinn, who's also the quarterback. Burtz drops it again, picks it up at his own 15. Now he's back to the 12. He's being chased by Bruton. Gets away from Bruton, and he's dropped at the 5 by another Bulldog.
That's the 14.
At the 14. But excellent kick coverage by DeLand on that one.
Sure was.
And once again, that was number 8, Saeed Elzayat. Had an active game on defense for the Dogs.
Dropping that ball really hurt the Blue Darters. Otherwise, that could have, well, you know.
At least he recovered it. That's all I can say. At least he recovered it. But, yeah, Dimitri Burtz really struggling on the punt returns tonight, catching the ball. Fortunately, he's dropped 2 of them at least, and fortunately we haven't turned it over. Cavian Holmes there was there to save the day on one of them. And on that one, Burtz recovered his own fumble, but it ended up in the loss of yardage. So Apopka will start out and field position, which thus far we've had the field position advantage in this game.
Yes, we have.
Apopka starts this drive, though, out deep in our territory at our own 15-yard line. 5:28 remaining in the first half. Apopka leading 28-7. Over DeLand. DeLand winners against Seabreeze last week. As we said, coming in, they're averaging over 200 yards game passing. Popka had over 400 yards rushing last week. I think the figure was actually 473. Popka and DeLand have been playing since 1936. And now Popka ready for the snap out of the single wing. Dimitri Burtz calls the signals. Snap to Burtz. He's going to sweep the left side. Tough sledding. He's still going. Eluding tacklers, and he gets about 4 yards out of it.
Surprising, because he did have a lot of defenders coming after him.
That was excellent defense by DeLand. In fact, they just kept coming in waves. Burtz, you know, with his extraordinary talent, kept dodging tacklers and kept breaking tackles, so he stayed alive, but he never could find any daylight because they played excellent defense. They just kept coming and coming and coming.
They're starting to hone in on our running game.
Gain of about 3. Snap to Burtz. Give to Massey on the counter. Massey's going ahead. He's got daylight.
First
He's up to the 25, to the 30, to the 34-yard line. Great run by Massey.
First down plus some.
And you know, Jim, I don't know of any other running back in the country that would have gotten 10 plus yards out of that play other than Deshaun Massey. Because really, there really wasn't there to be gotten. There wasn't. He found a little tiny crack, got through it, and got a first down. Ball up to the 33-yard line of Apopka. First and 10. 4:35 remaining in the half. Sweep around the right by Siriki. He outran a bulldog. He's at the 40s, the 45, the 50, the 45. He's brought down at the 45-yard line of Apopka on a saving tackle by number 9. That's Raheem Lane of the Bulldogs. But, boy, another great run by Adonijo Siriki.
Number 9 saved them another touchdown because that's sure exactly did. What was going to happen.
And it was a great tackle, too. In fact, he was a diving tackle. And really, you're taking a big risk if you leave your feet. But he literally just dove and got him at the shoelaces. Or it would have been a touchdown. Great run by Siriki. It was just all him. He just outran a bunch of Bulldogs. That's all he did. At the 48 of the land. Birch has it now over left tackle. He's got yardage. Takes a good hit, a good hard hit, but he's close to a first down.
Just about a yard shy. That was a great run. And, yes, he got rung a little bit.
That was a textbook at the point of attack. He got a good hole over around the left tackle and just ran behind it and then got a lot of yardage on his own. A gain of about 8, they're going to call it. Popka at the 35 of DeLand. Out of the single wing. Snap to Holmes. He gives to Massey around the left end. And he's hit hard by 3 Bulldogs. Great defense by DeLand on that one. And, Joe, that's a play we've had a lot of success with, the little counter play where they actually snap it out of the shotgun to Daquan Wilson. He goes to the right, gives it to Massey, cutting back around the left over left end. And DeLand just defensed that one well that time. No gain on the play. Third and about 5. Pop out of the single wing. There's a snap to Birch. He's going over right guard. He's got tough running. He broke a couple of tackles, and he's going to be close to the first down. Up to about the 35-yard line of DeLand.
About a half yard shy of the first down, Raj.
So that'll bring up a fourth down for Apopka.
Go for it.
The ball is inside the 35, about the 34 of DeLand. We're going to have a timeout, so we'll take a quick 30-second break. Apopka leading 28-7, 2:54 remaining in the half. You're listening to Apopka Blue Darter Football on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW. To Apopka Blue Darter Football on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW. I'm Roger Franklin Williams with Joe Ferraro. Blue Darters have 4th and 1 at the DeLand 34-yard line, leading 28-7, 2:54 remaining in the first half. Out of the single wing, there's a snap to Birch. He's going over left guard. He's got the first down. He's still going. He's dragging people. He's up to the 30-yard line, so we needed about a yard. We got 5.
Got stood up. Right around the 30-yard line. They weren't going to let him go any further.
And once again, let's give a shout-out to the offensive line. He got great blocking at the point of attack. And, Joe, that's another story thus far in the season. The offensive line has really come along. Very inexperienced group coming into the season. And really no returning starters on the offensive line. And they've developed very well. And they blocked that one perfectly. First and 10, Apopka. Birch around right end. He gets 4 or 5 yards. Faked the counter handoff to Massey going around the left and continued to take it around the right and got about 4 tough yards. And, you know, Joe, we need to acknowledge these DeLand Bulldogs are hitting hard tonight.
They are hitting hard. We're in a nice enclosed area and we could hear them.
We're getting our yardage, but, boy, they're making our guys pay for it, too. Second and about 6 from about the 27 of DeLand. There's a snap to Siriki. He's got a big hole. He's across the 25 to the 21-yard line. And once again, it seemed like the last guy got him.
And just a yard shy of the first down.
And he did nice running there, Joe, just because I think that play was supposed to go further to the left, but he saw where it was stacked up to the left. He saw a crease to the right, broke into the clear, and once again, he was one man short of a touchdown. 3rd and 1 for Apopka at the 21 of DeLand, knocking on the door. There's this Massey. He's going to take it right up the middle, and he got knocked down. and a DeLand player penetrated the line of scrimmage, and that was number 20 on a great defensive play. That was Cole Mastardo, stunted and tripped up Massey in the backfield. You don't see that very often.
No. As a matter of fact, that was the first of the season.
Bring up fourth and less than a one. A Popka at the 21 of DeLand. 105 remaining in the half. Snap to Massey. He's got the first down, and he's got it up to about the 15-yard line. Great. Basically the same play. Blocked it better that time, and Massey delivered.
A lot of aggression from the Bulldogs.
They're hitting hard, and they're delivering hard blows. But the story on that one was we needed less than a yard. The offensive line, especially the left side of the line, blocked it, got the hole. Massey ground out the 5 yard, the tough 5 yards, before he took a really hard hit from about three Bulldogs. That'll bring up a first and 10 Apopka from the 18 of DeLand. We've got a timeout on the field. Why don't we it looks like they're going to come back pretty soon, so we'll stay with you. There's 56 seconds remaining in the first half. Popka's leading 28-7. Popka knocking on the door. Got the ball right now somewhere around the 17-yard line of DeLand. And Joe, it's been a very offensive game.
Oh, from both sides of both teams. It really has, Roger. Well,
DeLand's picked up some passing yardage. Now, we've done a good job of not giving up the deep throw or the deep ball for the most part. We've made the get the short passes, and of course, when you do it that way, you've got to go longer distances. And,
exactly.
And we've been able to hold them and keep them from getting points for the most part out of their passing game.
I think we've had our offense on the field a lot longer.
And Apopka's offense is just playing great. There's no way to put it. It's 28-7, and we've got the 17 right now. First and 10. Apopka with 54 seconds in the first half. There's a direct snap to Birch. He's going around the right end. He picked up good blocks. He got a great block from Fitzgerald. That's Siriki, and he's turned the corner, and he scores.
Beautiful.
Touchdown, Apopka. Touchdown, Adonijo Siriki. We got to give a shout-out to number 44, the blocking back, Fitzgerald. He knocked out the last receiver, just took him right down, chopped him down like a redwood. And from that point on, Siriki, as he often does, if you get in the blocking, he just outruns everybody else.
You know, and he was running right along the line.
He tippy-toed down the line for 15 yards.
Kept his focus and stayed in bounds.
Just another beautifully executed offensive play by the Blue Darters. By both the blockers, great blocking, and then great running behind the blocking by the running backs. In that case, Siriki. There's a kick by Minier. It's up and it's good. 44 seconds remaining in the first half. Apopka extends the lead to 35-7 over the home DeLand Bulldogs. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back for Apopka's kick to DeLand. You're listening to Apopka Blue Darter football on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW. Welcome back to Apopka Blue Darter football on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW. Popka leading 35-7 after that most recent touchdown by Adonijo Siriki. There goes the kick by Minier, taken by DeLand. They're up across the 25 to the 27-yard line, brought down by number 10,
Dimitri King.
Dimitri King for the Blue Darters. And Joe, yes, as we were saying at the break, Popka's offense has just been very special tonight.
Yes, they have, as well as their special teams, because every time they kicked off, they made sure they got no further, no more yardage than what...
Yeah, they got out to the 29 that time, but yeah, excellent consistency by the Blue Dart kick coverage unit. DeLand now with the ball. Quinn is the quarterback out of the shotgun spread. Back to throw. He throws out to the right flats. It's complete and dropped immediately by number 27 for the Blue Darters, and the receiver looks to be number 16.
Cam Williams for the Blue Darters.
John Michael Flowers on the reception, and Cam Williams on a great defense by Apopka. And that's what we haven't been seeing the last couple of years, Joe, and that's when they do make the catch, because they're going to catch some, but the guy being right there to drop them as soon as they catch and without any yards after the catch.
Because that's the last thing you want is additional yardage.
Exactly, and that was an excellent coverage, an excellent tackle by number 27,
and it looks
Cam
like
Williams.
Bulldogs took a timeout.
We've got 25 seconds before half. Apopka's leading 35-7. looking forward to being joined at halftime by John Perry. He had a great historical overview of our series with the DeLand. We've played them off and on over the years. We've played three times since Coach Darlington has been our coach in both stints, his first stint and the second stint. But we've also started playing them way back in 1936, and I encourage you to check out this week's Apopka Chief to see a lot of great historical information about our series with the DeLand Bulldogs.
He's going to put it in the air.
Back under center, there's the snap. It's a read option play and dropped immediately. Tailback's dropped immediately by Gavin Johnson, who's having an excellent game tonight. By Rolson, was in on that tackle.
See, Roger, I figured because there was only 30 seconds left, he'd put it in the air, try to get in the end zone to score before the halftime. But, obviously, he didn't.
And that will be the last play of the first half. Coming to you live from Speck Martin Memorial Stadium in DeLand, our Apopka Blue Darters have taken a 35-7 lead at halftime. We'll take a break. When we come back, I'll be joined by John Perry of the Apopka Chief and Planner for our halftime report. You're listening to Apopka Blue Darter football on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW. Well, there goes the kickoff for the second half. I'm in here. It's taken at the 5 by DeLand, and their runner is still going. He eludes a Blue Darter. He's crossed the 25-yard line.
Ooh.
And he's tackled by several Apopka players, but not after a pretty good run return to the second half kickoff by the DeLand Bulldogs.
Yeah, they're bringing it out to around the 25-yard line.
And DeLand's colors are green and gold, of course, but they have kind of specialty uniforms. They've got kind of gray camo uniforms with an American flag on the back, and I'm sure those are commemorative of Patriots Day and recognizing 9/11 with their traditional white helmets with the big D, the big orange, the big green D on the side. There's a snap to quarterback Quinn. He throws out in the right flat. It's complete for a short gain, but once again, excellent coverage and no yards after the catch.
Blue Darters right there. Got about 4 yards. That's about it.
And as we talked about, they had success in their short passing game in the first half. And, as we also talked about, they had virtually no success in their running game, which isn't unusual because we've got an excellent run defense.
Sure we do.
So anyway, we'll just kind of see what they do in the second half. You would think they would continue to throw the ball. Actually, there was a gain of maybe a yard or less than a yard on that completion. Quinn rolls to his right, and he overthrows his receiver. He had a man open in the left flat, and he just threw it over his head. And that was number 16 for DeLand, John Michael Flowers.
That was a considerable overthrow.
And that comes from, as we talked about, the excellent pass rush that we've had throughout the game tonight, especially in the second quarter. Number 96, Michael Austin, picking up at least 2 sacks early in the first half. And, of course, Gavin Johnson, number 99, is playing his usual outstanding game. And the entire defensive line having a big night tonight. And that includes number 50, Omar Davis, and number 53, Jake Rolson, and number 15, Quintarius Bournes. Third down.
Flag on the
blown
flag.
Dead. We'll see what they call, but one of the wide receivers took off running about 3 seconds before they snapped the ball, and the ref was standing right there to catch him. So,
and it is against the Bulldogs.
It looks like, I guess they were going on the second or third hut, and the wideout thought it was on the first. Bring up a 3rd and 15 for DeLand from their own 20. There's a snap to Quinn. He's back to throw. Screen pass complete. It's at the 25 to 30. Up to about the 34-yard line. He'll be short of the first down, however.
Yeah, he missed it by about 2, but it was a nice little run for him. But he ran into some Blue Darters.
Well-conceived play by DeLand. They take advantage of our good pass rush and dumped a little screen right over our rushing lineman head. But good coverage by the secondary and stops it short of the first down. That'll bring up a 4th and about 3 for DeLand from their own 34-yard line. They're going to go for it. 4th and 3 from their own 34. Quarterback Quinn under center. I would watch for the hard count on this one. They're in the I formation. There's a snap. Give it to the tailback.
No.
He slammed. He may have fumbled. He's not close to the not close to a first down.
No, he missed that. He got back to the line of scrimmage.
And he got hit hard, too.
And there's a blue darter down.
Blue darter's on the field. He did not didn't get the yardage. Once again, the blue darter defense is held.
And
DeLand will turn it over on the downs.
Great position.
And with the timeout on the field, we'll take a quick 30-second break. You're listening to a popular blue darter football on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW. Barnes. Welcome back to Apopka Blue Darter football on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW. Apopka leading 35-7 versus DeLand on the road at Speck Martin Memorial Stadium. Apopka's just held DeLand on downs, an excellent defensive stand. We take over and deepen their territory at the 34. There's a snap, a trick play, and it's a fumble.
And the Blue Darters, I believe,
and it
turned it over.
It's being called a fumble, and DeLand covered it, recovered it, and so they'll get the ball right back, first and 10 from their own 34. And Joe, I would like to share with our listeners what that play was.
That was very strange.
But I don't know what it was. In fact, I never saw the ball.
Well, I do know this.
It was DeLand found it.
It was a mistake. That's what it was.
All I saw was three running backs running in three different directions in the backfield, and somehow somebody was going up the middle. And then next thing you know, DeLand comes out with a football.
And they got another opportunity to move it down the field.
First and 10, DeLand. Quinn fakes a handoff, rolls to his right, fires. Perfect strike. Complete for a first down.
And that'll move the ball out to around the 48-yard line of the Bulldogs.
Once again, that was number one. That's Stephon Bruton. That's at least his ninth catch of the game. Stephon Bruton. And when we say Bruton, we need to say the first names because there's about half the lineup of the land are Brutons. But Stephon Bruton, number one, having a big game tonight. In fact, the most success they've had tonight are passes from Quinn to Bruton. Stephon Bruton, number one. First and 10 to land from their own 47. Back to Quinn, back to throw. Fires out to the right flat. Complete. Threw a bullet. And a nice catch by the receiver. Going to be a gain of about 5.
Right out to the 50-yard line. Blue Darter right there to stop him. No additional yardage after the catch.
That was number 11, Dylan Bullis, on their catch. And a beautiful throw by Quinn. And, you know, that's the thing, Joe. The score is lopsided, 30-7. It's not really the offense's fault for DeLand. They've had some success in their short passing game. It's just that their defense can't stop Apopka from putting points on the board. Anyway, Quinn's back to throw. He throws out deep to the right. He's wide open at the 40, complete 45 to Stephon Bruton. He's down to the 32 before he's finally brought down by number 4, Kavian Holmes for Apopka.
Yeah, Bruton was trying to do some little stutter step there, trying to shuck and jive one of the Blue Darters, and then just slipped and fell.
And he got wide open. Quinn hit him, and Bruton got some extra yards after the catch. And I suspect that we'll continue to see this combination from Dawson Quinn, the quarterback, the 6'4" quarterback, to number one, Stephon Bruton, because that's been the most successful thing that DeLand has had going tonight. In fact, that's at least the 10th catch by Stephon Bruton. There's a handoff to the tailback, dropped in the backfield by Dimitri King. Nice play by King. Looked like we had some kind of a stun or a blitz on, and they ran basically right into it. No gain on the play. It'll be a 2nd and 10. If you're just joining us, Apopka leading 35-7. 9 minutes now remaining in the third quarter of this long-standing series between Apopka and DeLand. Goes all the way back to 1936. Quinn calls the signals in the shotgun spread. There's a snap to Quinn. He's back to throw. Lose a blue darter. There's a flag on the play in the backfield.
Two
flags. He fakes a pass. He's running down the sideline. He gets all the way to the 15-yard line where he's finally driven out of bounds by David Brisius. But a nice scramble and run by the quarterback, Dawson Quinn.
I have a feeling this is going to be against the Bulldogs.
Two flags in their backfield. Hmm. Popka leading 35-7. I want to give a shout out to our friends over at Jets Pizza. Jets Pizza does a big supporters of Apopka Blue Darter football and Apopka Little League. Holding, offset. You're right, Joe, holding on DeLand. Actually, two penalties on DeLand. Holding and clipping. And then going to go take a long walk back towards DeLand's goal.
Now, we've seen penalties like this against the Blue Darters on more than one occasion.
Yeah, it's just funny how the inconsistency of the volume of penalties from week to week. Yeah, we got a ton last week. I don't know if we've had hardly any tonight.
No, none.
Second and a mile. DeLand at their own 49. They got to get to the 22 to get a first down. There's Quinn back to throw. He's going to go deep down the right sideline. He hits his man. Nice catch. Nice pitch and catch. The receiver is number 24, Mitch Bailey.
He's still about 6 yards shy of the original line of scrimmage.
Yep. They had about a nice 15-yard pickup. They still got about 15 more to get to go for a first down. So they've crossed midfield. They're over in our territory now. They're at the 38-yard line of Apopka.
Third and about, 15? So, yep, that's
approximately
exactly correct.
Got to get to the 22-yard line. And time becoming a factor now. We've got 7:43 remaining in the third quarter. Popka leading 35-7. But DeLand being a passing team, you can cover a lot of ground points wise with a good passing game. So we'll continue to see how this plays out. Quinn on the play action pass. He's going to throw deep down the left sideline. Incomplete and outstanding coverage by 24. Once again, that's Ladarian Paulk. That's NFL level
he was going
cornerback coverage.
Toe to toe.
Just, boy, that's two outstanding plays I've seen tonight by Ladarian Paulk on coverage.
And the pressure on the quarterback caused him to throw it well over everyone's head.
So, once again, DeLand has some success in their short passing game, but they can't connect on the long ones, and it brings up a fourth and long for DeLand. They're at Apopka's 38, but they're in punt formation. We'll see if they actually punt it. Quinn's the punter, and he does kick it. And he boots it through the end zone. So Apopka will bring it out at the 20-yard line. So we'll take a quick break. You're listening to Apopka Blue Darter football. Apopka's leading the DeLand Bulldogs 35-7 on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW. Welcome back to Apopka Blue Darter football on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW. Apopka has just taken over after the punt by DeLand. Punt went through the end zone. Apopka takes over first and 10 from our own 20 on the first play from scrimmage. Dimitri Birch gets 5 tough yards right up the middle, right in the middle of the line. Bring up a second and 5 out of the single wing. There's a snap to Wilson. He gives it to Massey on the counter, and Massey's dropped for no gain or maybe even a loss.
Yeah, it looks like he lost about a yard on that.
And, you know, Joe, that's a play that I think we scored a touchdown on that play earlier in the game, and we've had a lot of success
great
early
yardage
in the game.
Yes.
Last couple of times we've run it, though, they've stopped it. So I guess they've made some adjustments on defense now. Bring up a third and 5 now from our own 25. Popka leading 35-7. We're at 6-17 remaining in the third quarter. Snap to Birch. He's rolling around the right end. Picks up a great block from Daquan Wilson. He's got the first down. Great run by Birch. Good blocking at the point of attack, but the hero of that play was Daquan Wilson. He took the middle linebacker down and cleared the way. Beautiful block. And Daquan Wilson, you know, a new starter this year, and he's playing the role of an old-school fullback. He's the guy that gets the tough yardage right behind the center, right between the guards, which includes a 3-yard touchdown run tonight. And he does a lot of heavy-duty blocking like he did that time as well.
Sure does.
You know, Apopka, you know, Joe, that's one thing to point out. You know, the fans don't get to see everything that we do with us watching the game every week, but you know, one of the things I really love and respect about Coach Darlington's style of coaching, it's a blue-collar team. There are no prima donnas. There are no superstars.
Right.
The guy who gets the most publicity or the running back with the most yards, he's got to block just like everybody else does. He's got to run. He's got to go all through do all the things that everybody else does. You know, it's a team where everybody has their responsibilities, and they're expected to live up to them.
No egos allowed.
No egos allowed. Exactly. It's all about team. After the timeout, a pocket back in action from our own 31-yard line, first and 10. Snap to Wilson. He's going up the right guard. He's breaking tackles. He's at the 40. He's still breaking tackles. He's in the clear. He's at the 40, the 35, the 30, the 25, the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5. Touchdown, a pocket to Quan Wilson.
Did you see the way he just went left, right through the defenders? Like they were.
He just kept going.
Like they were pylons.
He just kept going around.
He looked
like a spinning top, just and bouncing off. And every time he would bounce off, he would keep going forward. Daquan Wilson.
That was an outstanding run.
And you know, we were just talking about his great blocking, his great blue-collar, you know, physical play, unselfless blue-collar play on the play before, and there he gets a long touchdown run.
His way of saying, hey, watch me do this.
Don't forget about the running.
Yes.
To a long touchdown by Daquan Wilson where he broke multitude of tackles. Makes the score 41-7, and Logan Minier came in and knocked the extra point through. That'll make the score 42-7. So with 5:45 remaining in the third quarter, we're going to take a quick break with Apopka leading the land 42-7. You're hearing it all on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW. Welcome back to Apopka Blue Garter Football. Defending state champion, Apopka Blue Darter Football, on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW. I'm Roger Franklin Williams, joined by Joe Ferraro, coming to you live from beautiful Speck Martin Memorial Stadium in the town of DeLand, where Apopka is leading 42-7 over the home DeLand Bulldogs. There's the kickoff by Logan Minier, and it goes out of bounds. So that'll draw the illegal procedure flag, and DeLand will take over first and 10 from their own 35. And, Joe, once again, you know, we talked at halftime where our offensive effort tonight is just looks like a clinic, and here we go starting the second half, and it just continues to be that.
And now we have a running clock going.
The Gary Allen Memorial running clock tribute. And I want to let you know that we have a big game next week. We got a report from Pete Paquette, who's over at West Orange. And at halftime, Dr. Phillips was leading West Orange 13-12.
That's a tight game.
And two big teams and two teams that we're going to be playing later in the season. There's a pass by Quinn out in the flat to Stephon Bruton. Once again, complete. He's going to have a nice yardage after the catch. Brought down hard by Dimitri King, with assistance from number 27, Cam Williams, but not before Stephon Bruton converts another first down for DeLand. And boy, you know, if there's an outstanding player for DeLand tonight, especially on offense, it would be Stephon Bruton. He's having an excellent game.
He sure
receiving
is.
The ball tonight. That's at least 12 receptions for Bruton.
He's an excellent receiver.
Hand off up the middle to the tailback, and he's going to get his usual 1 or 2 yards.
Tough sledding for him.
And that was just tough football by the Blue Dart defensive line.
Britzius was all over him. David Britzius, number one.
Also number 50 in on that tackle. And, of course, that's Omar Davis. Gain actually of less than a one. Bring up second and a long nine. And, yeah, if they're looking for yardage, I don't think the interior of the defensive line isn't the place to find it. Quinn out to Bruton in the left flat. It's complete. Dropped quickly by number 27, Cam Williams.
He got a yard out of it.
And once again, Cam Williams coming up big on pass defense tonight. And, Joe, that's been one of the great developments of this season, this young season thus far, is not only the fact that we're playing excellent pass defense in the secondary, but we're seeing some new faces doing it, too. Like number 27, Cam Williams, and number 24, Ladarian Paulk, among others. Hawk having an outstanding tonight in coverage. Third and about seven, maybe eight for DeLanda. They call a timeout, so we'll take a quick timeout. You're listening to Apopka Blue Darter Football, where we're leading 42-7 over DeLand on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW. Apopka Blue Darter Football on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW. And, of course, we want to say a big hello to all of our Blue Darters listening on 1520WBZW.com. We're coming to you live from Speck Martin Memorial Stadium in DeLand, Florida, where our Blue Darters are leading 42-7 over the DeLand Bulldogs. DeLand with the football, third and about seven, maybe call it a short eight from their own 42. Quinn back to throw. He throws deep down the right sideline, and it's complete. A beautiful pass and a beautiful catch.
That was perfect. That was a perfect reception.
That was number 16, John Michael Flowers, on the reception for DeLand. And Joe,
that was another Sunday afternoon NFL game level. Yeah.
Because he caught the ball way in front of him with his fingertips, and there's a Blue Darter breathing right down his neck, too. You don't see many high school kids make that catch. You don't see a lot of pro guys make that catch.
They usually drop it or it slips through their fingers.
Great catch by John Michael Flowers for the Bulldogs. Moves the ball inside the 40 of Apopka. Quinn back to throw. He throws deep down the left sideline, this time to Bailey. Bailey goes up for it, can't bring it down. Great coverage, and that looks like Laquan Hicks. It is Laquan Hicks. Outstanding coverage. Laquan Hicks was on him like a blanket.
Another big night for Laquan Hicks.
And that was a well-thrown football, too. Nice throw by Quinn. Excellent coverage. And once again, that's been one of the big stories of this young season, is the outstanding pass defense. Yeah, you heard me say it, pass defense by the Apopka Blue Darter defensive unit, and especially the pass coverage by the secondary.
It is very impressive, Roger. And like you said, we haven't seen this.
Second and 10 for the Bulldogs. Quinn back to throw again. It's going to be a screen, and he's brought down immediately by Gavin Johnson and Brizius. And what a combination that is.
He barely got back to the line of scrimmage.
That looked like number six, Jordan Wilson, on the reception and carry. And
we got a timeout on the field. We're done the third quarter.
That's the end of the third quarter. At the end of the third quarter, Apopka 42, DeLand 7, and we'll take a quick break. You're listening to Apopka Blue Darter Football on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW. Welcome back to Apopka Blue Darter Football on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW. I'm Roger Franklin Williams with Joe Ferraro. We're starting the first play of the fourth quarter now. Apopka leading 42-7. DeLand with the football. There's a snap to Quinn. He's going to throw deep. Has his man dropped and picked off. Dropped and picked off by number 24, Ladarian Paulk.
The ball bounced right out of his hands, went in the air. There was two Blue Darters standing right there, and how can you not grab that ball?
And, you know, you kind of feel bad for the quarterback on that one because it was a nice throw. Made a nice throw. The receiver just went through his hands, bounced off his body. But Ladarian Paulk, who we've been talking about all night, was there. And that goes to show when you're in the right place at the right time, good things are going to happen.
He gets the interception. Now the Blue Darters offense back on the field, and they get a chance to march it down for a touchdown.
And Ladarian Paulk with a well-deserved interception. He's been outstanding in coverage all night long. Gets a pick on that one. First and 10 Apopka from our own 26-yard line out of the single wing. Snap to Adonio Siriki going around the right end. Getting good blocking. Daquan Wilson blocked one guy twice. And Siriki's going to get close to a first down yardage around the right end.
Just about shy. He might have gotten it.
Daquan Wilson was out leading the block, the fullback. He blocked the guy. Kind of knocked him back a little bit, but he stayed on his feet, so then he blocked him again and knocked him down on the second try. Daquan Wilson, a real blue-collar player, gained him about five. Popped in the single wing. There's a snap right up the middle, and I think that's Daquan Wilson right over left guard. He's going to have about four. That was Daquan Wilson. Good, tough yardage by Daquan Wilson.
Yard shy of the first down.
Third and one for Apopka. We're in a running clock situation. Apopka leading 42-7. Ball at about the 35-yard line. Big play by DeLand. Loss of about 5 yards. I think that was at number eight again.
Yeah, he just blitzed right through.
Big play on defense by number eight, Saeed El-Zayat, who's had a number of big plays tonight. And, yeah, you're right, Zoe. He just stunted. He got a running start from his linebacker position. He timed the snap perfectly. And as soon as the ball was snapped, he was in the backfield. You know, Daquan Wilson had no chance on that one. That was an outstanding play by DeLand, by number eight, El-Zayat. There's a snap. We're going to punt it. Our first punt of the night, and it's a good one. At the 32, it's dropped by DeLand. He's back to the 29, shedding tacklers, runs into one of his own men, and he's dropped at the 29 by Apopka.
He almost had his clock cleaned by a Blue Dart.
Yeah, that was Gavin Johnson. Gavin Johnson getting down in punt coverage. Gavin Johnson having an outstanding game tonight, which is nothing unusual, by the way. It's the norm. But excellent punt coverage by the Blue Darters. It'll bring up a first and 10 for DeLand from their own 30.
There's a flag on the field. I guess it means nothing.
Looks like he's picking it up. Want to give a big shout-out and let all the Blue Darters know about James Thornton and a Apopka trophy. And, yes, there is a penalty, and it looks like it's against DeLand.
Hitting below the knees against the Bulldogs.
You know, what's funny about that is that the flag was about 50 yards away from where the ball carrier was. So I guess they're calling it pretty close on the Bulldogs. But that'll back it up 15 yards. But I want to get back to James Thornton and Apopka Trophy, who another outstanding Apopka business. And I want to give them a big thank you and a big shout-out for all the help that they give us at 1520 WBZW and their support of Apopka Blue Darter football.
Thank you, James.
And, of course, James supplied that outstanding plaque for Debbie Turner, which we presented at the Pastor's Wives tea recently. There's a completion and a drop by DeLand. Incomplete. Nice throw.
Yeah, because he was bobbling that ball. Because if he called that complete, I'd want to review the film.
Once again, nice throw by the quarterback. But once again, the drop happened because he was surrounded by three Blue Darters.
That's right.
Including Cam Williams and Jarvis Ware and number 10, Dimitri King. Apopka leading 7 minutes now left in the game, and we're on a running clock, which means the clock does not stop. Quinn in the shotgun spread like they've been most of the night. Three wides to the right. He's going to drop back and throw it. He's rushed. He breaks tackles. He's breaking more tackles, and he's got a nice gain. He's got a first down on a very nice scramble.
He did a nice little left-right all the way down the middle.
Tackled by
the first down.
Cam Williams, number 27, and by number 33, Woody Leno.
And we have a man down.
Blue Darter down. Looks like number 50, Omar Davis. So we'll take a quick 30-second break. You're listening to Apopka Blue Darter football on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW. Apopka Blue Darter football on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW. It's first and 10 to land from their own 25. Quinn back to throw again. He's a completes again, and that's one to Bailey, number 24. Mitch Bailey, one of the game captains tonight, along with quarterback Dawson Quinn for DeLand. A nice, crisp completion. That's going to move the chains again for DeLand.
Dimitri King pushes him out of bounds.
That'll bring it up to the 40-yard line. First and 10 DeLand from their own 40. And as we said, Joe, they've had success in their passing game throughout the game. But Popka's done a great job of limiting those to short passes and without virtually no yards after the catch.
And fortunately for the Blue Darters, the Bulldogs cannot close the deal once they get down near our end zone.
There's a completion and there's a hard hit by the Blue Darter defensive back. Once again, great defense by Apopka. That looks like number 26, Jarvis Ware, had the coverage. And, Joe, that was an incompletion, which is actually a perfect pass. The receiver essentially had it in his hands, and then Jarvis Ware came in and just lowered the boom on him, and he dropped it.
It's a matter of keeping control of the ball.
But it would be hard to keep control of the ball after a hit like that. So another outstanding play by the Blue Darter secondary. Now we have backup players in the secondary, including Jordan Underwood, number 19. There's a snap to Quinn, back in the right flat. It's complete to the 40, hit hard and dropped quickly by Cam Williams, number 27. Cam Williams having a big night on defense tonight. And the receiver getting up slowly for Deland, and that was number 6, Jordan Wilson. Bringing up 3rd and 5, 3rd and a long 5 from Deland's own 45. They got to get to the 50, and time a definite factor now. There's only 4 minutes and 20 seconds remaining in the game. We have a running clock situation. Apopka leading 42-7. Getting back to Apopka Trophy yet. We'll talk about them a little bit when we come back. 3rd and a long 5 for Deland from their own, actually it's their own 34, 3rd and 6. Quinn, Dawson Quinn, the quarterback, in the shotgun. Back to throw. He throws it. Dropped. Had his receiver once again. Another drop for Deland. Having more of their share of drops tonight. That was number 24, Mitch Bailey.
You know, and Quinn's been under a lot of pressure from the Blue Darters.
Oh, he's having a, it's a good quarterback. He's still throwing the ball. He's still delivering the ball on the target. They've had a number of drop passes tonight, and I attribute part of that, at least part of it, to our hard-hitting and good coverage in the secondary, which is one of the big stories of the season thus far. Excellent secondary play by the Blue Darters on defense and excellent pass defense, including a great pass rush. There's a punt. Deland's punting it. Quinn punts it. Hits at the 25 and bounces, and it's down at the 22-yard line of Apopka. So with 3 minutes remaining, Apopka will have another possession and leading 42-7 over the Bulldogs of Deland. And, Joe, I want to let you know, Apopka, big game next week against Dr. Phillips.
You know, another road game.
Deland is a rival from way back in the day, played him for the first time in 1936, played him all during the 60s. Dr. Phillips is a more modern rival because they only came into being around 1987, but they've been an intense rival in recent years, and we're playing them again. Didn't play them last year, but we're playing them next week over at Dr. Phillips, Bill Spoon Stadium. Running play up the middle by Apopka. Have new players in the game now, and that was number 7, David Douglas, on the carry.
It's always nice having some fresh legs out there.
Douglas, normally a wide receiver, he's playing in the backfield at the moment. Snap to Douglas. He gives to Siriki over right tackle. He's got yardage. He's in front of everybody. He's the 50, the 45, the 40s, outrunning everybody, the 35, the 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Adonijo Siriki, his fourth touchdown of the night, makes the score Apopka 48, Deland 7.
Once he breaks out there, I'm sorry, you're not catching him. Even though there was 2 guys trying to go do a foot race with him, he smoked them.
You said it. Once he gets daylight in front of him, nobody's going to catch him. There's no telling how fast that guy is. All he needs is one block at the point of attack, and he's gone. We've seen it 4 times tonight. And what, 2 or 3 times?
Yes.
Last week in the second half. Just a straight handoff, just a straight off-tackle play out of the single wing. And Adonijo Siriki gets a hole, gets great blocking at the point of attack, and just takes it about 60, 65 yards.
Massey comes running back in.
Popka in kick formation. Dimitri Birch, the holder. Flags on the play, blow it dead. Popka leading 48-7. We're in a running clock situation. In fact, the clock's running now. Let me finish off about James Thornton Apopka Trophy. Of course, James Thornton and Apopka Trophy not only provided that excellent plaque for us, for Debbie Turner, who was got the Outstanding Award.
Servant Award, yes.
Outstanding Servant Award at our Pastor's Wives event. But also, he did the plaque and the towel for the Crying Towel Award.
Nice. That was very nice. And it was good. The kick was good.
There's a kick by Logan Minier, and it was good. It's been all Apopka tonight. Every phase of the game, including extra point kicks. That makes the score 49-7, and that's going to be the last play of the game, folks. We're down to 3 seconds, 2-1. That's a ball game. Coming to you from Speck Martin Memorial Stadium in DeLand, Florida, the Apopka Blue Darters have just defeated the DeLand Bulldogs 49-7. We're going to go to a break, and we'll come back for the post game on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW.
Welcome back. We are here at Speck Martin Municipal Stadium where the Apopka Blue Darters, I got to collect my thoughts. For some reason, I can't talk all of a sudden. The Apopka Blue Darters defeat the DeLand Bulldogs 49-7. And with me is Steve Schwartz. Steve, I did not expect such a lopsided, dominating game tonight.
No.
The Blue Darters just ruled.
A lot different outcome tonight than it was in 2009 when the DeLand Bulldogs beat Apopka in the state semifinals. And watching here in the press box right next to you here at Speck Martin Memorial Stadium, the thing about it is I think the only miscues we had was at the beginning when DeLand caught us off guard.
Yes.
And we were on the back of our feet, and their passing plays made it 7-0 with the extra point on there. I believe we had a fumble there, and then all of a sudden here comes the offense. And the big thing about this tonight, it was a warm, humid night, and for both teams we didn't see what we saw last week where the players going down due to cramps.
Right. As a matter of fact, Adonai Siriki had an incredible night.
Yeah, we talked about him at the beginning of the season, how he did so good on JV last season. Comes up to varsity as a senior, and he takes that fourth quarter by storm. And again, it's great that we saw the second and third string players for Apopka in the fourth quarter, because that's going to save their legs, because next week when Apopka heads over to Bill Spoon Stadium at Dr. Phillips, that could be a four-quarter game for our starters at Apopka.
You know, and Pete Paquette had emailed over at the half. It was West Orange 13, Dr. Phillips 12.
One of those things, what West Orange and Dr. Phillips, they haven't played each other in about 4 years because West Orange are so down in talent and Dr. Phillips is so big in talent. Now they're evenly talented. And that game over there, they brought back a tradition of the old Orange Crate game where West Orange and Dr. Phillips would play each other almost every year. But then at one point, West Orange was so down, they said, no, we don't want to go ahead and play Dr. Phillips. Now West Orange is back to full strength. And that's a great game over it for Dr. Phillips, West Orange.
And we're going to be there next Friday night. It's going to be a regular kickoff at 7:30, pregame 7 o'clock over at Dr. Phillips Field.
Yep, Bill Spoon Stadium, named after longtime principal of Dr. Phillips High School, and we look forward to that. And 3-0 Blue Darters going over there, and it's been years since the Pops has played Dr. Phillips in the regular season because they never wanted to play each other, because 9 times out of 10 they would meet somewhere deep in the playoffs, and either Rodney Wells, the head coach of Dr. Phillips, or Rick Darlington, the head coach of Apopka, wanted to hold their cards straight to their chest so they didn't show any trick plays, because the thing about it is they always thought to themselves, we're going to play them deep in the playoffs, and that's why this rivalry back together again with Dr. Phillips and Apopka could be a potential postseason matchup, a postseason preview, what they might be playing each other in the 8A playoffs come November and December.
Well, we'll see how that turns out. Again, the Apopka Blue Darters defeating the DeLand Bulldogs 49-7. And I want to thank the folks here at DeLand for their hospitality. Wonderful stadium. Love the press box. They were very cordial. And just want to give them a big shout out. I want to thank Roger Franklin Williams, Steve Schwartz, Pete Paquette, Jeff Sinnes back at the shop. Thanks for pushing the buttons, guy. We'll see you next Friday. Blue Darter Sports Central, 11 a.m. We'll be live at the campus of Apopka High School. And then that evening over at Bill Spoon Stadium, where the Blue Darters will take on Dr. Phillips. If you're listening to your hometown station, 1520 WBZW, good night.